2 months ago, after that big summit in Singapore, President Trump declared the nuclear threat from North Korea was over. Well, not anymore. On Friday, Trump canceled a trip by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to the North, saying not enough progress had been made in achieving denuclearization. But this leaves South Korea's president in a really tricky place, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
President Moon Jae-in has tirelessly promoted improving inter-Korean ties and boosting economic cooperation with the North since he was elected just over a year ago. A man who's held two summits with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and has another planned in Pyongyang in September. But all that was before the North's negotiations with the U.S. apparently stalled last week.
President Moon has a very, very risky job ahead of him, and September is going to be quite a remarkable month.
That's Balbina Huang, a visiting professor at Georgetown University, who says President Moon's all in his desire to, in his words, be in the driver's seat in bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula. A president whose popularity is waning and needs a win.
This is a remarkably risky gamble for President Moon, and I think he's about to stake his entire presidency in South Korea on this. He's also put himself on a one-way road heading towards a cliff, and I think he's basically decided there's no turning back.
And says Ji-Yoon Kim, a senior research fellow at the Asan Institute for Policy Studies in Seoul, Moon could play an important role as a mediator when he goes to Pyongyang.
Moon is the only person who can, you know, send out the message to the other side, yeah, to both sides, and to persuade Chairman Kim that, you know, the regime is not going to be demolished and there's some way to do some negotiation and resolve such a deadlock situation.
It's a high-risk, high-return opportunity for President Moon Jae-in.
That's Dr. Bong Yung-shik, a research fellow at Yonsei University's Institute for North Korean Studies in Seoul. He says Moon can either fail to win any concessions from either side and lose all credibility, or Bong says he could work some magic.
Like the official declaration of the end of the Korean War by the Trump administration. In return for instance, the list of nuclear materials and the facilities war has produced and maintained by Pyongyang. Then it's a win-win situation for Pyongyang and Washington, and the claim that you can trust South Korea as an effective mediator will gain credence.
That's if the U.S. is willing to make such a deal. Until now, it's insisted on the North providing that list before discussing an end to the war or the easing of sanctions, something Pyongyang has characterized as gangster-like demands.
I think North Korea has to blink.
The Asan Institute's Ji-Yoon Kim.
Because they are in a dire situation.
Sanctions are biting.
Yeah. It is hurting their economy. And they are very desperate.
And may be caught a little off guard by a very unconventional U.S. president.
For the first time in the entire history of North Korean nuclear crisis, unpredictability of the situation actually favors the United States, not North Korea.
Yonsei University's Bong Yung-shik.
Unpredictability and uncertainty used to be the most favorite weapons for North Koreans in dealing with the United States and other countries. But this time, North Koreans have to worry about what the next move might be made by the Trump administration of the United States.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Seoul.